you have, but what do you, is it kind of just a general feel of just the type of player you have now?
Well, you got a mixture of guys out here. So we got I think six guys that are already on our roster. You've got your eight draft picks. You've got your undrafted guys that we signed, and you got some tryout guys. And we've also got three guys that were in the league last year on other teams. So, you know, we're trying to, at the end of the weekend, you're just trying to finish up with the best 90-man roster you can have, because these guys are going to stay here and work with us for five more weeks of OTAs. So, you know, we've always, every year, we found a couple guys in here that we didn't know about coming in, and, you know, we may make some roster moves at the end of the weekend, just trying to get that best 90 moving forward.
Is that more of the priority then, because you kind of know what the draft picks are about, you've done a lot of investigating with them, that you want to get a look at these younger guys that you haven't seen before?
Yeah, both. Get your draft picks kicked off and headed in the right direction, but also to try to find some guys. There are so many good football players out there. Just look at the roster from schools you've never heard of, that some of these guys just need a chance. I mean, that's how we found Adam Humphries, you know, not from a small school, but a guy that was somewhat overlooked.
Dirk, what's your initial impressions of Ronald Jones?
Well, Ronald is what we thought. I mean, you can see that the guy's got juice. I mean, I'm sure everybody out here saw when he touches the ball, he's got a gear that you know, we don't have on our team right now, and that doesn't mean he doesn't have a lot to learn. But you can definitely see you can see that from his USC tape. But I mean, it's great to see him out here and see him in our colors.
Where is he at as far as classroom goes?
Oh, that's too, it's too early to say that.
But during the pre-draft process, I mean, you guys will oftentimes get these guys on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
Just to see where they're at from a
All running backs coming into the NFL have work to do. You know, mostly in protection. Most colleges don't have a whole lot that they ask these guys to do protection-wise. But he's going to be fine. I mean, he'll get it.
He didn't catch a ton of balls at USC. How's his hands?
Well, he caught the ball good today. We'll have to see how it goes overall. You know, he did a good job the way they asked him to. They threw him screens and check downs. So, you know, we'll just have to see. I mean, it's one practice.
Coach Buckner was giving Vita a lot of attention and giving him a lot of instruction. How much is that going to help his development?
Well, first round draft picks usually do get a lot of attention and a lot of instruction. So, you know, we have high hopes for Vita and high expectations like he has for himself. And, you know, that's typical of how a first round draft pick is going to get coached up pretty hard.
Even bigger in person?
I'm sorry?
Even bigger in person when you're out here watching him practice?
He's a big boy. Yeah, he's a big boy.
Even in shirts and shells?
Yeah, he's a big man.
Shirts and shorts, I should say.
Yep.
So Warren Sapp the other day said that 350-pound football players can't exist in Florida, especially West Coast guys. What's your take on that? Is that a thing? Is that something you'll monitor?
Well,
I
mean, I don't think about it. I mean, if we thought it was a thing, we wouldn't have picked him. But, I mean, again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and Warren definitely is a guy that's proved what it takes to play in this league. But, you know, we did our homework on that sort of thing, and, you know, everybody's got an opinion on it. We'll see.
Are there guys like a Humphries out here that you've seen that saying you might have a chance here?
There are. I mean, I don't really want to say who they are
right.
yet, but there's definitely guys that catch your eye, and, you know, we'll go in and look at the tape and go through two more practices, and, you know, Jason's got all of his guys out here, and they're studying up, and they'll be making some decisions here come Sunday.
What have been your first impressions of Carlton Davis?
You know, I didn't really get a chance to watch him very much today. So I'll see. That's a guy that I'll see on the tape. But you know, the thing, obviously, you guys already know this, is just that his size and the fact that he's a press corner. He's a hold you up at the line guy. We knew that off the tape. But I didn't really get a chance to look at him too much today.
There are ways can an explosive running back, different ways help your offense, and just in terms of, you know, I mean, can he be a transformative type player when you bring a guy to the league like that, like Kamara was last year a little bit with New Orleans?
Well, yeah, let's not forget now, Kamara, every team passed on him three times. So, you know, if
or
everyone
worked on,
I mean, yeah. All those guys, I mean, any player, you use the word explosive. If you're an explosive player, yeah, you're going to help a team. Every team's looking to increase their explosives. So it was a good group of running backs in the draft, and we thought Ronald was an explosive guy that would be a nice compliment to Peyton, compliment to the guys we got. And, again, it's one day. Let's let it play out here.
A couple more.